Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Welcome, everyone. It is high noon. Is that ominous? It's high noon. Are we going to have a gunfight? It's high noon. But good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday, April the 24th, 2024. It is currently 12 p.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio located right here in Abilene, Texas. Now, for a very long time, I have been going live and broadcasting on the internet, and I have said the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I have stated that the American church has been hijacked, that the American church has been hijacked by politics. It's the political hijacking of the American church. And as the church has become hijacked, it has moved further and further and further away from biblical Christianity. And what has emerged is this weird mutated hybrid, right? It claims to be Christian, and there are times it sounds Christian. They may open a Bible, read from the Bible. They may talk about Jesus. They may talk about the cross. They may talk about salvation. And so you may go, okay, that looks good. That sounds good. And then the next thing you know, it's full blown political. It's politics, 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 politics. It's about trying to make America a Christian nation, or return America to becoming a Christian nation like it once was, will be the claim. It's about, you know, getting someone elected to office. It's about trying to pass laws. It's trying to make sure Christianity is put back in the classroom and all the different things that they want to do. And it becomes political, political. And sometimes you're like, wait a minute, is this Christianity or is this the Republican Party? Is this Christianity or is this, you know, a political talk show? I don't know what it is. Is this the pulpit, or is this really a podium for politicians to stand and preach? Is this a theological message, or is this simply political ideology wrapped in theological clothing? Like, what is happening here? So I have been warning and talking about it and warning and talking about it and warning and talking about it. And yes, a large number of people disagree with me. I understand that. In fact, many stop listening to me because they don't like me condemning politics. In fact, and what's bizarre, if I condemn the political hijacking of the American church, I'll get emails like, this person, all he does is condemn conservative Christians. No, I've never condemned conservative Christians. If you mean conservative, is conservative from a theological perspective. But when someone emails me that, I know they're not using conservative in a theological way. They're using conservative because I'm condemning the political hijacking of the church. They're using conservative in a political way. And when you merge political language with theological language and you don't recognize the problem, well, then obviously you're not going to enjoy this podcast. But so many times I turn on the microphone and I have to share bad news. Here's a sermon. Here's what a pastor said. And it'll be filled with politics, and it'll just demonstrate. It'll be Christian nationalism. It'll be almost desiring a Christian theocracy here in the United States of America. And so many times I have to turn on the microphone to do that. But in this particular case, I'm going to turn on the microphone to really share something very positive. Because there is a video clip going, I think it's safe to say viral. It's definitely making its way across the internet. I've seen it in numerous places and even seen an article about it. But there's a pastor, sounds like he's in a very conservative church, biblically speaking, but he is absolutely letting his church have it for the politics that they have brought into the church. It sounds like he has reached, a breaking point. It sounds like he's trying to be a pastor, but the people have keep bringing politics into the church. It seems clear that he didn't bring them in, but the people are bringing it in. And he's doing something about, I don't know. I would like to get the follow up to know if he still has a job or how many people left the church. But you can just sense that the people in the audience are not necessarily happy with it. I think one person stands up to say amen or to applaud. You feel like the rest of the people are like, as soon as this is over, we're getting in the car and we're never coming back. Now, I could be wrong in how I'm interpreting it, but I did watch the video. The video is on TikTok. The video is on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm assuming it's everywhere else. I even found a link to it on the Drudge Report. It's literally everywhere. Okay, so, okay, maybe that's a little hyperbole. The point is, it's making its way across the internet. Now, I've seen comments underneath it from the people like, he's completely wrong. And how dare he forgets what the church is really supposed to be doing. And I think that their comments literally demonstrates the problem. People think the church is here to try to, you know, reshape the nation or to do this. And they think politics is the way. No, politics is not how we fight the evil in the world. It's not trying to use the law of God to fix the evil in the world. What we are to do is to use the law of God to show the world and the culture their sin, then point them to Christ. And then after people are saved, then we talk about obedience. It's not trying to force unregenerate people to be Christian, live like a Christian, and follow the biblical law. Because just remember, Christian or non-Christian, no one can obey the law. So like it's just a complete misunderstanding of the law. You can go listen to the broadcast yesterday because we discussed that. But I want to share this with you. It's a really quick video clip. It's about 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Oh, I'm going to play the audio of the video clip. I mean, obviously, you know, you're listening to an audio podcast. So when I say I'm going to play the video, I think you can figure that out. You probably don't even need me to explain that. Okay, all right. Here we go. But 3 minutes and 18 seconds. I know 3 minutes and 18 seconds could turn into an hour. I'm going to try not to interrupt this too much. If I do interrupt, I'll back it up. And at some point, I'll just try to play the whole thing unedited. But you can find it. I think if you go to the Drudge Report, you may have to look, but I think there's a link to it right there. I think it takes you to X. I think it takes you to X. But and you can see where else you can find it. But here we go. This is a positive one. Instead of playing video of someone promoting Christian nationalism, here's someone condemning it and condemning the political hijacking of the church. And it's not me. That's a good thing.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Well, he's not holding back. You bring politics into this church. You think somehow it's your duty, but your duty is to love God. Your duty is to love your neighbor. Whoa, I mean, that's right. The Bible doesn't tell your duty is to bring politics or to get involved in politics. It's not politics are of this world. Politics are fleshly. Politics are carnal. Your job is spiritual. Your job is to love God. Your job is to love your neighbor. Your job is to love your enemy. Your job is to turn the other cheek. Your job is to disciple and to preach and to teach and to pray and to fast.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote.
Oh, I wish he wouldn't have stumbled over his words, but I definitely understand because I stumble over mine, especially when you're getting fired up. Don't talk to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't. And there's no way you can go to scripture and say that I do. I've heard some pastors try, but it's utterly ridiculous. They would not have understood our system of government. No. Don't even try to find scripture that way. I have no spiritual responsibility to vote. I may have a privilege to vote because I live in this country, but I have no spiritual responsibility. Don't act like I have to do it spiritually because I don't. And if I don't want to take advantage of that civil privilege or that privilege to do so, then there's no reason for you to come at me and condemn me spiritually because I have no spiritual responsibility to vote. There is nothing in scripture that would say that.
I have a civic privilege. Don't be telling me that voting is spiritual. See, that's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad. I'm so encouraged to hear those applause, that applause. I'm so happy, right? I mean, considering the size of the room he's preaching to, it's still I still feel like it's a small number. Maybe I'm wrong, but I still, at least when I watched it, I felt like it was a small number. Maybe that's a misrepresentation, but I mean, yeah. It's so crazy. Now, I'm not a fan of necessarily saying you don't read and you don't pray if you're thinking this way. What I think has happened is people read and people pray, but they've been so politically hijacked that they're reading and praying. They can't see it outside of the lens of their being politically hijacked. They're reading and praying. They just now see it through the lens of their politics. Their politics has, in a sense, been placed on top of their Christianity, and they see their Christianity through their politics. So I don't ever want to say, it's not, you know, hey, you don't pray and you don't read. I'm not a fan of necessarily saying that. I do believe something is horribly wrong for you to see, you know, the Bible that Trump was trying to sell that has the Constitution in it and you know, political documents, governmental documents, and placing it in the Bible, and somehow you think that's a great thing. Many people think it's a great thing. I believe that just shows they are so, their patriotism or their nationalism, their politics is literally hijacking their Christianity. And that's the problem.
But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says, we are of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people. The people. The people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says, of Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, from Him are all things. And you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says.
Now, again, I don't like that approach. Hey, you don't pray. You don't know what the Word of God says, because someone is going to be sitting there going, I pray more than you and I read the Bible more than you. So I think that that's a foolish way to approach this. So I disagree with that. I would just say the problem is your Christianity has been hijacked. Your Christianity, the biblical Christianity is being replaced by this mutated form of this politicized Christianity. And so now your Bible reading and everything is infected with politics. That's the way I would put it. I wouldn't go accusing people. You can't accuse people of not knowing what the Word of God says or not praying unless you specifically know they don't know what the Word of God says and you know that they're not praying. Anything other than that, you're making an accusation. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of him condemning the political hijacking of the church. And I know when you get frustrated, it's easy to say, what's your problem? Just read your Bible. But it's not that simple, because everyone from every theological stream, wherever you find, they all say they read their Bible. So reading the Bible doesn't make everyone just agree the same way. There's plenty of people who are as politically hijacked can be, and they read their Bible and they pray. And I think they love God. They just don't realize that their Christianity has been supplanted with a cancerous form of Christianity, which is this Christian nationalism and this politicized form.
I'm going to rear back and tell you something. This is not my home. This world is not my home. I've been sent out just like the 70 were sent out. You've been put here and sent out just like the 70 were sent out. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through. I am just walking through. I'm just renting an apartment for a little while in this strange and foreign land. No, sir. My real citizenship is in heaven, from which we look for the Lord Jesus.
And that's where it stops. Now, I hope I have not done any research today. I would like to track down the whole sermon. So if anyone can track down the entire sermon, so that we can review the entire thing, that I think would be beneficial. I have not had an opportunity to do that. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do some research today, but if you can find the whole thing, please email me a link. Now, it would be great if it's able to download audio. I guess if it's a YouTube video, I guess I can try to convert the YouTube video. That's always more difficult. But if we can find the whole thing, that would be great. You can email it to me, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. And I do think that last point is so important. This is not our world. We are not of the world. We're pilgrims. We're strangers here. We're here to point people not to politics. We're here to point people to the gospel. We're to use the law to show them their need for the gospel, then give them the gospel for the solution because they are condemned under the law. Then we are to be light and salt. We're not to try to fix the world in a sense of trying to politicize it or try to find some political solution. What we are here to do is point people to Christ. And once they come to Christ, then they change their mind about right, wrong, sin, God, everything else. And then we teach them to pursue obedience to that God. That's what we're called to do. All of this other stuff is we are absolutely messing everything up. So now I'm going to play this without any interruption. Here we go.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote. I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote. I have a civic privilege. Don't be telling me that voting is spiritual. See, that's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No. No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous. It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people, the people, the people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says of Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, from Him are all things. And you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says. I'm going to rear back and tell you something. This is not my home. This world is not my home. I've been sent out just like the 70 were sent out. You've been put here and sent out just like the 70 were sent out. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through. I am just walking through. I'm just renting an apartment for a little while in this strange and foreign land. No, sir. My real citizenship is in heaven, from which we look for the Lord Jesus.
Now, again, they cut that off there. We need the whole sermon. I would love to take apart the whole sermon, review it, analyze it, critique it, be challenged by it, may agree. I disagree, obviously, with some of the parts that the way he stated that you don't know your Bible, you're not praying, and I strongly disagree with that. I strongly disagree with that. But it is encouraging to hear a pastor, and they see a video going around that is condemning the political hijacking. Because typically I have to turn on this microphone and report to you another sermon that is so politically hijacked it's not even funny. So this is encouraging. I don't know if a pushback is I cannot, draw any conclusions from one video clip. But it would be great. At least I'm going to hope that this is just one little small hint that maybe a pushback is building up, and that pushback will grow and finally stand against the political hijacking of the American church and say, those who want a politicized church that has the American flag and maybe a Trump flag, and you want the Constitution, and you want, oh, America, 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 you go have your Christianity over there. We don't know what that is. It's not biblical Christianity, but you go have your politicized America first, Trump, Republicans, whatever you want to call it, Christianity. But for some of us, we're going to pick up the Bible and we're going to try to say, hey, we're sinners. We fail. We mess up. But we're going to hold the Bible and try to pursue a biblical Christianity that has a proper distinction between law and gospel. And we're going to rely on and rest in that perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we're going to try to live out our Christian life to the best of our ability. And we're going to take the law, show people their sins, point them to Jesus Christ, and then call them to obey as he has commanded. Now, if you can find the full sermon, please email it to me, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. But I thought I would at least share that with you because that's, I think, one of the first things I saw this morning. And, I wanted you to hear it. If you have any thoughts or feedback on it, please email me, newsif@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. Everyone have a great Wednesday. God bless.